Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Emerald Coast Coins, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Everyone, it's 10:05 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, and Stephanie from Emerald Coast Coins has joined us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Everything is working properly.
We're fine.
We're okay. Nobody's doing laps around the parking lot yet. Until you get me to drink that nitro cold brew.
It's my best friend.
Listen, and we were talking about that too. Like, I'm trying to switch from drinking full caffeine. Don't hate me. But just to see if it helps a little bit with different
things and
symptoms.
Life.
Yep. Yeah. But I used to be that girl, that nitro.
Yeah.
For a while, Burger King, actually. And this has nothing to do with coins. But please, if you have one and you want to send us a picture.
Yes.
437-1620. Or if you have a question about maybe something you found over the past couple of weeks. Maybe you went to the beach and you found something really cool you want to share with us. You can't get to Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road. Text us 437-1620. We love to chat with you guys. We have a lot of fun when people get involved when you're here.
Totally.
You know, and we never know. I mean, even if it's a picture of your dog, we're dog lovers here
we
too.
We are. I almost brought Sugar today, but I didn't because she was sleeping so peacefully. So I just left her at the store.
Little Sugar, this sweet thing. How is she doing? She's good.
She's wonderful. And I just want to squish her all the time.
She's such a sweet face.
Like, she does.
Just a... I can't. Well,
I know.
Nobody sees it, but my face isn't as sweet as hers.
But if we go to the little store, you can see her sweet little face and you just want to squish it.
And it's funny too, because like you bring your kids, a lot of times you can't leave them behind, right?
I mean, right. Bad.
That's a bad idea. But you bring them with you, they tend to end up just being entertained by the puppies.
Yes.
While you're there.
Yes.
And it's funny too, my kids, they have, I told everybody the last time you were here, that your dad, he gifted them with the little Civil War bullets.
Yes.
And they have them still there, and they love checking out their trinkets and their little treasures that they keep on display in their room. And so my daughters have their tray and they love picking it up. Remember your friend gave that to us? I was like, yes, they are my friends.
Yes.
I feel so honored.
Like, yes, they're my friends.
They are. But you know, I also, and I should have brought them with me today. I looked right at them. It's literally, I'm not even joking. I have a shelf by the door I leave through every single day with my books. And I'll throw my keys on there, my coffee to make sure I remember all the things.
Yes.
And I put coins there to show you. I even put them in a sweet little baggie. Like, who invented baggies? Let's
right.
ask that. That person, whoever it was, that should be the Nobel Peace Prize of the entire existence of
life.
Exactly. But, you know, I love that someone just texted in a cute little picture of their puppies. Those look like dapples, long-haired dapples. That is so sweet. And yes, I appreciate all the pictures of the puppies, but I meant to bring in those coin pictures for you today. So I promise I'll bring them next time.
Okay.
But we always get to this last, I feel like. So let's hit it first. What's happening in the gold and silver world this morning?
So let me check real quick, because gold and silver have been pretty steady.
Okay.
They've been pretty steady over the past week or so, and they're down a little bit today, and but they've been pretty steady. We have been selling it like crazy, and we have a lot in the store right now. So if you've been looking for it, then definitely come in and purchase some. Because we have plenty in the store and we're getting some more in every day. So definitely come in and buy some.
Has it been steady for like the past couple weeks since
forever?
We talked,
I feel like it's been steady forever since the beginning of the year. Like every time we talk, I feel like I keep saying it's steady.
Well, that's good.
And everybody's been buying it more so than selling it because of the economy, because of politics, whatever you want it, whatever take you want to take on it, whatever, for whatever reason, everybody's buying it. It's whatever reason they choose.
Okay.
You know, I sell it regardless. You know, they tell me their reasons and I'm like, great, that's fine. I'll sell it to you.
Right, please.
Right?
Give me your money. No, I'm just kidding.
I offer the education. Show me the money.
Yes. We need to play that Cuba before Gooding, you start.
Cuba Gooding Jr. I got you.
Let's talk about Cuba Gooding Jr. Okay. All right, keep it together, girls. They're going to watch us through the window.
I know, right?
So about money. Have you guys seen anybody come in the past couple of weeks too? Like, people going back to the beach and looking for things or finding anything rare.
So because it's finally back to Florida weather.
Right.
Thank Ooh. You.
Look at
Thank
this
you.
Perfect day
yes.
out there.
Yucky morning, perfect day.
Perfect.
So yes, we have sold, Dad's gotten in another shipment of metal detectors. So we have sold probably 4 metal detectors within the past few weeks.
What?
So it's
cool.
Metal detecting season. So I'm sure people are going to start coming in with their trinkets.
Right.
Dad's metal detector is finally fixed. He had to send his off to, I think, not California, maybe Virginia. I don't know where
Wait,
he had to
so
send
you
it.
Like a fix it place is not, you have to actually like ship it out.
Yeah, he had to ship
That's
it
pretty
out.
Cool.
Yes, because we do not fix them. So his is, Mine Lab, I think, is the metal detector my dad has. We don't sell those, but that's the one he has.
Okay, but you guys can recommend a place
yes.
for people to send them to.
Usually the manufacturers, Garrett, Mine Lab, etc.
Okay.
So he had to send his off to get fixed. Simple little problem that his was. The guy was like, oh, it took me like, 5 seconds. So a little bit of labor, and dad's is fixed, so he's excited.
Yeah, I bet.
He's got a trip to Fort Myers coming up later this summer.
Love Fort Myers.
Yes. So he's like, I finally will get to use it.
That's fun. So, well, let's talk about that real quick.
Yes.
Where does he use it? Like on the beach in Fort
yes.
Myers Beach?
Probably
right
the
there?
Beach. Yes. In Fort Myers. The last 2 times he went, both times it messed up. So this time he's like, I will have a victory.
Right. Well, it's cool, too, because at Fort Myers Beach, the waves aren't as strong as what we have here.
Right.
Too. So, like, when you walk around, too, even if you have the sand scooper, you mm-hmm. can get out pretty far with it.
Yes.
As opposed to here, the waves pick up here.
Yeah.
I lived in Fort Myers for a short period of time. So, we would go out far. And
oh,
I had a lot less fear then.
Yeah, we're just, right? We get so much fear as we get older.
Oh, to be young. Now I'm like, nobody go out there. There's a shark. They're like, no, it's not. You're going to be fine. Just don't wear anything
what was
shiny.
That thing out there? Right. Nothing shiny.
Why do they make sequin bathing suits?
Oh my gosh. Don't know.
Listen, we're all over the place. But it is a question. I still don't understand why they would make children sequin shiny bathing suits for them to go swim in the water with the sharks. Doesn't make sense. Just wear a normal one and go out and take your sand scooper. Or like me, we'd use the strainer.
Yes.
We put a lot of strain on it, literally. And we scoop it deep down to pull it out. We try to find crabs or whatever.
Yes.
And then sometimes we'll find like quarters and pennies
yep.
that people just lose out of their pockets.
Exactly.
Because people swim with money.
And that's what, yep, that dad finds all kinds of little trinkets and things like that in the water. So he likes to go like out there.
Oh, really?
Like he'll go waist deep, which he's, you know,
he's tall.
Yep, he's a tall guy, so he can go pretty far out there.
That is so, well, and the other thing is to think about like people who are traveling like up north where we have more lakes too.
Mm-hmm.
And or if you go like camping or whatever, it'd be pretty cool to take like a metal detector with you.
Yes.
See what people have dropped with. It's like a pocket knife or
yes.
whatever else campers take with what, them.
Yeah. Yes, whatever they take with them.
Pot and pan. I don't know.
We had one of our customers. He and his friends have been going, I don't know where, somewhere fun. And he found a little piece of 8, which is an 8 real. So it looked a little triangle piece. He found it metal detecting. So like they would cut off a piece when they were buying stuff back in the like 1600s, 1700s. They would cut off a piece of an 8 real, which is about the size of a large dollar, like an Eisenhower dollar, I guess, would be a.
What?
He found it. And I was like,
that was out in the woods?
Like out somewhere. I couldn't tell you where exactly because it's like their place, wherever they're going metal detecting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Super secret.
Their secret place. But I was like, dude.
That is so cool, though.
Is it really expensive? No, but the story, like, you know, $20-$30, whatever. I don't know. But their story that he found a piece of eight, like, pirate money. That So I always go straight to pirate money.
I guess you could probably find that here.
Yeah, pirate money.
And I know people go, like, deep sea diving.
Yes.
Those, the brave ones.
Yes.
And, like, are able to go and look for buried treasure. I remember a story. It was a couple years ago, I'm pretty sure. Remember they found, like, a whole bunch of buried treasure.
Yes.
And it was, like, something they've pretty much proved to be from pirates.
Yes.
And that was right off of, like, now, past yes. Joe Paddy's or something like that.
Right. And, of course, we should not, like, glorify pirates like, you know, Johnny Depp pirates, because pirates were probably really bad. However.
Right. And I'm pretty sure they still exist according
yes,
to,
they
like,
do. The news. So pirates are bad. However, Johnny Depp pirates are cool.
Yeah. Johnny Depp pirates are cool. That is one of my favorite movies. I remember back yonder days when we went to the movies.
Yeah, right.
Way back when. You know, but it's cool to find those pieces of history. It's still, no matter what, a part of history.
Exactly.
And, you know, the other thing is too, like I said, and somebody wants to know, how much does a metal detector usually run?
So the metal detectors we have run anywhere, I want to say, from like $350 up to like $800 or $900, because some of the ones we have can go underwater. They're fully submergible, I think up to like 10 feet. My dad is the pro on this. We got totally off of coins and we got totally into treasure hunting and metal detecting. So
Whoa.
Definitely can talk to my dad.
Yes, stop yeah. in and see him.
Totally. He's usually there the weekdays until about, you know, 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then he, you know, he gets to at least try and live some of his life and go home and be an old man. So
we'll let him do that.
We let him do that.
You're allowed, Steve.
Yes.
It's always good to let people live their lives.
So you can always call 850-473-1515 and talk to my dad. But yeah, up to about $800 or $900 for the Garrett AT Max, I think, is the newest one that's out. And it goes, I think, 10 feet down.
Right.
Don't quote me on that, but right around that.
Very cool. I mean, but it is relatable to coins because,
yes,
you know, I shared this with you a couple of weeks ago about how they were planting trees in a park
mm-hmm.
by our house.
Yes.
And so they were using metal detectors
yep.
before they started digging.
To look for a... whatever, but the guy was metal detecting.
Yeah, there was so many. Then the next day it was like three guys, and
yep.
they were out all over because they were planting like 50 trees in the park.
Yes.
And so they were kind of going around, and then once they had like a clear spot, they marked it with a flag. So even too, like, just going throughout your yard,
yep.
you know, especially if you live in like a historic area.
Yes. As long as you're as long as it's private property in a historic area, you're really good. Definitely be careful. Like, you know, downtown, there's kind of rules. You know, you don't hunt downtown Pensacola.
please don't. Actually, you just reminded me of something. Have you ever heard it? And maybe if my sister-in-law is listening, she can help me. There's a book, and there's this guy. He did like this treasure hunt thing for people. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Out west.
Out, and he did it, and it starts in like New Orleans or something like that.
Yes.
And so my sister-in-law and her husband pretty much were like, you know, on a hunt to find that treasure.
Yes. And I can't remember his name.
I can't remember either. And now,
but somebody found it.
Really?
There was the treasure out west. I know one guy did, and somebody found the treasure.
Good for them.
Recently, within the past couple of years, like... recently.
Oh, and so there's the one in New Orleans, I believe, is actually he buried it on public property.
See, yeah. So I don't know about the one in New Orleans, but there was one out west that the guy buried, and like somebody recently found it, and they didn't say what was in it, but there was like gold coins and stuff in it.
See, listen, let me just tell you. You never know if you keep that thing in your trunk.
So exciting.
What you might find.
Exactly.
Like, can you just be that person that goes on vacation
and
like checks in their bag with the metal detector?
Right.
Like, no, it's okay. I can detect myself, people. Just calm down.
Like, I got this. Look.
You walk through the detector at the airport with your detector. Yeah, but I mean, it's just something, I think it's something fun. And I always like to bring it back to, like, you know, your family and your livelihood.
Yeah.
And like a lot of people, you know, have gotten stuck to the phones.
Exactly.
Have gotten stuck to the tablets, gotten stuck to the computers, and they're working a lot, and there's so much going on. We're attached to Zoom calls and everything. Somebody just texted in and said The Secret Treasure Hunt by Byron Crest.
Look at those people. So look smart.
Look at our faithful listeners having fun with us. Okay, but it's really cool to think about. You could be a Byron Crest yourself.
Yes.
And do something like
that. Somebody should do that here.
We really should. Actually, that'd be something fun to get the community involved in, especially now that people are getting their vaccines. They're feeling more comfortable with going out. We got Bands on the Beach coming up.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Are you going to be there?
I hope to go at least a couple of times this year. Like, I am missing live music. I was just thinking about that the other day. It has been at least 2 years since I've been to a concert. Wow. Three. I miss it.
it's been a minute, and especially with everything going on, it's just, we're ready for it.
Yes.
And we're ready to live life again. But you go to Bands on the Beach and you're out there with your sand scooper and moving things around.
Exactly.
Find something, be the talk of the town.
That's it.
They'll write a book about you. But let's gear back towards coins and any paper money that's come in.
No fun paper money recently. It's been mostly it's been mostly gold and silver, and some of the old the old Morgan and Peace dollars. We've had a lot of those come in lately, which those are my favorite coins anyways, because I think back to the cowboy days, Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday. So we've had a lot of those come in.
Very cool.
And I love those. Those are my favorites.
Now, are those things that people are getting handed down through family heirlooms?
Yes.
Okay.
Those are, a lot of those will be, yes, exactly what you just said. Things that have been passed down from family, the family, or something that they've just picked up along the way. They're like, I saw this and I just thought it was interesting, so I grabbed it. And I'm like, dude, that's totally awesome. Wow. I reference movies a lot. My dad's like, you watch way too much TV. I'm like, it just sticks in my brain and I cannot help it. Like,
that's
if I did this in school, I would have done so much better.
Right? Visual.
Yes. But movies is what sticks out in my brain. So the Morgan and Peace dollars are two of my most favorite things that stick out to me. So we've gotten a lot, just mostly silver. Silver and gold are the big movers right now.
Okay.
And it's just, it's been just the three of us. We've, I don't know if Dad mentioned to you when you were there, we've been looking for another person. So if anybody out there.
So you guys are hiring, you mean?
We are hiring at least one person.
Okay.
So.
Very cool. And will you train them?
Yes. We're not looking, we're looking for somebody who's trainable.
Okay.
And wants to listen.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
They could definitely call the store or come up and see us.
Right.
So.
Right by Lanier.
Yes, right. That's Dad's favorite. The new light.
The new light. Yes. I mean, and that's something fun. Or it's so 18 and older. Is that what you're?
Yeah, 18 and older.
All right, maybe a college kid that's looking
totally
to get more into craft, or a history student, something
history
like
buff.
That. Yeah, that would be
for sure
fun.
History's fun. I didn't realize how much I liked history until I got into,
Right.
And I think a lot of kids realize that even when you're in high school and middle school, you don't realize you like history until you're out of school and you truly learn history.
Yeah, because you realize how applicable it is to now.
Yes.
And how much we are still learning from history.
Exactly.
I mean, we're just listening. So one thing, I was watching the news and this woman bought this little Asian bowl.
Bowl, yep.
The blue and white bowl.
Yes.
So pretty, right? She
for
bought
$5.
It. Like, yeah. We have to find how much it sold for, but insane. It went to auction for $70,000.
Why can't I do that?
I mean, do people ever find things like that and bring it to you? They were like, I was at an estate sale or whatever. And I found this.
I have customers that bring me in cool things and I'm like, I don't know how much it is, but it's amazing looking.
Oh,
and
they'll
I hope
it's random things.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Somebody brought me a clip that looked really old and amazing, and Germany, maybe. It looked like it was from Germany, and I was like, I don't know anything about it, but it's really neat, and I hope you find out what it's worth.
That is so neat.
So I get to see a lot of cool looking things.
Right. And a lot of people are looking for answers. And
yes.
And this isn't I know people will try to go to pawn shops. I hate saying the P word, but you know, and they'll try to get answers, and I don't know if they have them there. Some people might.
And I try, and I do. I really try with everything. Like we try to educate, you know, and we try to find answers for people. But I can do it with coins. I can try with jewelry because we do buy the broken jewelry or jewelry that you don't want anymore. But we only pay like a percentage of melt prices because what we do after 30 days, it goes to the smelters and it's never to be heard of again. But if they're looking at jewelry pieces, you know, that's something that we usually tell them, like, well, this is what we'd pay, but you know, if you're wanting to get a better price, you know, maybe put it on like Marketplace or Craigslist, you know, and then meet them here so you're protected.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, so because we have cameras and it's a safe, open place. But we can only pay a certain price because of what we get for it.
Yes. Don't forget about that jewelry, too. Like if you have that chain that you don't really care about anymore, you just want to like get rid of it. It's not.
Yes. That nugget ring from the 80s that everybody wore.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Let's definitely melt that one down. No offense. Unless you really like looking at it.
Yeah. It's just, right.
We'll forget about those days. Oh, and are wheat pennies still a hot commodity?
Wheat pennies are always a hot commodity. Everybody loves the wheat pennies. I have this one super sweet customer that always comes in. I super adore him. He's a truck driver. And he will bring me in, like if he gets like silver dimes and change, he will exchange his little silver dimes for wheat pennies.
No.
I absolutely adore him.
That is so sweet.
I love him so much. I see him, he'll park his big rig in the middle, you know, in the middle.
Right.
And then he'll come in, I'll be like, "What you got for me?" And he's like, "I need my pennies."
That is too funny. He just has a love for them?
Yes, he loves them so much.
That is too cool. And you get to know like your customers. Like this is what this customer likes. Yeah. And this is what they're looking for. Are people calling right now for anything? I mean, obviously gold and silver is what everybody really wants. But is there anything like ticking on the rise? Like, is it going to be one of those another American quarter situations?
So I don't know if anything with the quarters are coming out right now. I know everybody's starting to they're looking forward to the new Silver Eagles that are supposed to be coming out later this year. So we have our regular Silver Eagles that come out every single year, and we still currently have those right now. The new reverse of the Silver Eagle is supposed to come out later this summer, and so everybody's anxiously awaiting those.
Okay.
Another thing that's coming out is I did talk about the Morgan and Peace dollar earlier, the old dollars, and they made those in 1921. So they made a Morgan dollar, and in the middle of the year they stopped and started making Peace dollars.
Okay.
So this year's the 100th anniversary of that. So they're gonna make 2021 for those.
Way.
Yes. So I don't know much more than that. Like when those are going to come out. So we do have those to look forward to.
So
also,
when they come out, is it like a wholesaler or who sells that direct?
I'm going to lean towards the Mint's going to sell those.
Okay.
I don't know too much information about it, but I am excited about it because
that is awesome.
100 year anniversary.
That's like a landmark.
It is. It's crazy.
Because 100 years, I mean, everything that's transpired, how much money has changed, fluctuated, history in between 100 years. It's like everything from like the Great Depression to even our recent pandemic, so much has changed and in our economy as well. So it's like you see the history in that. And that's why history is important too, because you look at money, you're like, oh, well, during this time, you know, and the dollar was fluctuating or the coin was only worth this much.
Exactly.
You get to teach kids too a little bit more about the value behind the money that they're earning as well. So it's more than just money.
It's more than just money and collecting silver and gold. Like I say all the time, it's education.
Yes. Okay.
It's continuing education.
So do you guys buy wheat pennies from people?
We do. You double your money.
Really? Okay, so they also want to know how, where, and when can we find you? They can hunt you down.
Yeah, hunt me down. 1811 Creighton Road. You can call us 850-473-1515. I'm also on Facebook. Look for Sophie, my dad's little sweet puppy, on the Facebook. And you can message me on Facebook also. So that's always the three best ways to get a hold of us.
Yep, and open Monday through Saturday.
Yep, Monday through Saturday. The weekdays are 9 to 5. Saturdays 9 until 3.